Walking Dead offseason is over just about, but we're just getting started talking about the eulogies for Glenn and Maggie on a very sad edition of the Road to Negan podcast series. Of course, I'm Rob Sestrino. Here's Josh Wiggler. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's just, you know, it's a pre-eulogy, so it might not be the eulogy, though I kind of feel like it might be.
Yes.
So we'll see. We will see. We will see. We will talk this through. We will talk through the Glenn and Maggie of it all.
All right. So here we are, day three, halfway home on the road to Negan. We talked about our season seven preview on day one on Monday, and then we talked about Rick and Carl and Michonne on Tuesday. If you missed any of that, you could subscribe to the podcast. Go to postshowrecaps.com/TWD iTunes, and we always appreciate your feedback and your star ratings. But Josh, going back to the spring, when we got to the season six finale, you were very strongly planting your flag that you felt like, based on everything that we saw in the episode, you felt like Glenn was your guy. You staked it out. You felt very strongly. You could, of course, listen to Josh in the Walking Dead archives on Post Show Recaps talk about this. From the feedback show that we did that week, you felt like that Glenn was your guy based on that he was in the van.
Right, right. Well, a few things that made me feel pretty good about Glenn as my pick. That certainly being one of them. You know, I think that a lot of like the immediate thought of who is killed by Negan here was pointing to someone like Abraham or Eugene, somebody that we spent a lot of time with in the episode, in the finale. Why would we just, you know, have, you know, we have a few of our fan favorite characters are in this van and they get added to the pile in Daryl and Michonne and Glenn and Rosita? And they're, you know, tossed into the mix here, and we spent no time with them in the episode.
Are you implying Rosita's not a fan favorite?
Fan favorite Watch Rosita. So, you know, they're tossed into the mix here without having any real episode to speak of here in the finale, and we're just going to pull one of them off the field here in the premiere. That seems unlikely, unless you are wondering why we keep seeing this perspective that we find out is from somebody in the van in the final act of the episode. Throughout the finale, if you don't remember, there is this cutaway at the start of each act, or many of the acts, after we've backed up the RV going into commercial. When we come back, we are inside of the van that is going to be at this place, this final resting stop for one of Rick's crew. And it's from the perspective of somebody, and we don't know who. It seems to be somebody in the van, and if you stop down and look, it's probably somebody who's toward the back of the van, and you do see Daryl in the foreground, so it doesn't seem like this perspective person is Daryl Dixon. It really only leaves Michonne, Glenn, or Rosita, and I think you can see Michonne in this shot as well, so it's Glenn or Rosita is your perspective person in the van. Why is this such a big deal to me? Because the person who gets killed, it's from their perspective. We don't know who that person is. We are seeing from somebody's point of view their own face getting smashed in with Negan's bat, and I wouldn't be surprised, and I think it would be good storytelling if that person is also the person whose perspective we have been seeing throughout the episode. And if your options are really Glenn or Rosita of those two, once again, no disrespect to fan favorite Rosita, I just don't think that it's going to pack nearly as much
changer,
of a punch.
Josh.
She's a game changer. It's not going to pack nearly as much of a punch as taking Glenn off the board. I think that the most emotional outcome from this moment threads through Glenn. And I hate to say it because I love Steven Yeun and I love Glenn and he's been a cherished character from the very, very beginning. But I think in terms of his position in the plot, how that played out stylistically in the finale and that getting delivered on here in the premiere would be a pretty cool payoff to what has been a fairly maligned cliffhanger. And I think also just in terms of the emotional wallop that it would pack, Glenn is the guy. So yeah, he remains my pick. I still think that it's going
to
be Glenn.
Well, just to play devil's advocate here, to make the case not for Glenn, why, Josh, would you do the Glenn is dead in the dumpster bit
right
in the first half of season six, if only to kill Glenn at the end of season six?
I think there's a couple of reasons, and I don't agree with them, and I still hate that twist. I still hate that that happened, but I could see what the logic behind it might be, and that would be getting the audience used to a world without Glenn. For several weeks of the show, we thought that Glenn was dead, unless, you know, you were listening to our podcasts and reading about The Walking Dead, or if you caught it yourself that clearly we were being faked out, but many people really thought that Glenn was gone. And I think that in the writer's room, I could see the logic being, let's make people feel what it feels like to lose Glenn so that they're prepared for the real thing when it comes.
It was a test balloon.
A test balloon, I think. And then I think the other piece of it, too, is if Glenn does die here, we've already seen how Maggie would react in that world. We've seen Maggie believe that Glenn is dead. We had that whole episode before it was revealed that Glenn is still alive, that Maggie's like going through the sewers in Alexandria and she's with Aaron and she kind of accepts the possibility, the strong likelihood that Glenn is dead. So we've seen what she looks like in that moment, but she was, you know, at least able-bodied physically. She was not, you know, really, really wrecked by what's going on with her pregnancy seeming to take a turn in the finale of season 6. So I think that we have a little bit of an idea of how Maggie would react to that. So it gives us a little preview of what that might be like. Then again, having gone through that, having thought she lost Glenn only to find out that Glenn is still alive, and then to have irrefutable proof of seeing the love of your life get his head smashed in right in front of you, I think would be very, very traumatic for Maggie. So I don't think that any amount of fake out deaths would prepare her for what the real thing would look like. But I could see those being the two reasons to play with Dumpster Gate, to play with our expectations, to maybe play with Maggie's if Maggie's going to be a big force moving forward.
Okay.
Well, what do you think? Talk me through how you feel about it. I'm so certain about Glenn. I haven't spent a lot of time dwelling on Walking Dead in the off season, as I mentioned. So I'm really still sturdy with where I stood after season 6. But how do you feel about Glenn? And weigh out, you know, the likelihood that you think it could be him, or you know, the lack of likelihood if you think that it's not really going to happen.
Well, I definitely think you have made such an effective case of why it could be Glenn, why it will be Glenn. But to me, I'm just holding out hope that I am actively rooting for it to not be Glenn, because I feel like that would be too on the nose for the show. And I would love to really be surprised on Sunday night. So that's really the biggest reason why I'm hoping that it's not Glenn. And I'm hoping that everything that you're saying is a bit of a misdirect on the part of the show to make it so that it would not be Glenn and we could be very surprised. And I've actually felt like, boy, wouldn't it be something? What a punch to the gut it would be if it wasn't Glenn and instead it was Maggie, and that was the person that we lost, and we saw where Maggie would have to deal with a world without Glenn. But what would it be like for Glenn to deal with a world without Maggie?
Yeah, well, not only losing Maggie, but losing his unborn child because she's pregnant. That would be a real horrible double whammy for Glenn, for sure. That would be morbid. That would be dark.
It would be extremely dark. And really, if anybody was going to accuse The Walking Dead of pulling its punches, you could not after that point.
But is that too far? You know, this is already a very bleak show. It's a very dark show, The Walking Dead. And, you know, having Maggie in this awful position where is she about to lose her baby because she's, you know, she's so unwell, she's so unhealthy in this moment, and then she's going to lose Glenn on top of it. That would be incredibly dark for that character. But would it be darker and too dark to kill the suffering pregnant woman on the show, for that to be the point of impact? After all these months of speculating, is that just too dark? And does that make someone like Negan, who is, you know, the antagonist, is supposed to be dangerous, is supposed to be really, really pronounced as a villain, but could you not even like watching that character if he did something so extreme? That's my concern about why I would feel like doing that to Maggie would be almost a bridge too far, even for The Walking Dead.
Well, let's not forget the whole reason why they went on this journey was to get Maggie to medical attention because there was potentially some problem with the baby. I think it's not necessarily a sure thing to assume that this is going to be a healthy baby if Maggie makes it out of this mess alive anyway.
Sure, absolutely. And that would be very, very devastating and very grim and very awful. But I think that there would be a difference between that happening, you know, this idea of a pregnancy not working in the zombie apocalypse where medical supplies are rudimentary at best, even if they've got a decent OBGYN at the hilltop. Mm-hmm. I think that that's a story that would make sense of like post-apocalyptic pregnancy not working out would be very different than the pregnant woman getting her head clubbed in by a very scary, intimidating man. I think is a really, really different look for how that story could play out.
I don't know. It's very dark stuff that we're talking about.
It's really, really dark. But I mean, so let's just play it out. Let's say the show loses Glenn, the show loses Maggie, either one that you want to start with in terms of their arc and what their loss would mean for the show moving forward. I guess let's start with Maggie since we're talking about her right now, and then we'll come full circle with Glenn. Is if The Walking Dead were to lose Maggie in this moment, what's the eulogy for Maggie and where does the show go from here? What does losing Maggie mean for Rick's group?
Well, I do think that then the journey of Maggie goes from that, I don't know if you want to say that she was but a simple farmhand when we first met Maggie back in season 2 on Herschel's farm, and she really grew to the role of chief negotiating officer in Rick's group and did become one of the power players in the group, and ultimately did find love in Glenn. But to me, we've already had Maggie on this trajectory of that she's a badass. She cut her hair now, Josh. So
she did.
I don't know which to me would be more compelling, to see Maggie go on without Glenn or to see Glenn go on without Maggie. I do think it might be more interesting to see Glenn go on without Maggie, because I feel like that we've already seen Maggie on this trajectory of becoming this independent person. And I don't know how different her character would be to see her go on without Glenn.
It'd be like the Tony Almeida thing. Not to go back to 24, because I know everyone who's listening to our Walking Dead podcast has also watched all of the seasons of 24. But a great character who I love very much, who loses the love of his life and then becomes a bit of a monster in response. She could lose it, or I'm talking about like Glenn. Like if Glenn were to lose Maggie, could we like go like a real emo Glenn? Like would we have a really, really dark and tortured Glenn moving forward? That would be fairly interesting, especially in light of the fact that Glenn, who up until season 6 had never killed a human being mm-hmm. ever in his life on the show, finally killed somebody. Now that seal has already been broken, and if Maggie were to be gone and his unborn child would be gone as well, that would be very, very, it could be a very bleak look on Glenn. So I agree that that would be interesting. But if we lost Glenn here now to flip it, how do you feel that affects the show? What's the emotional impact that comes out of losing Glenn? And is it an appropriate time in Glenn's arc to lose that character as well?
Well, I just feel like we've already been down this road of what does the world of The Walking Dead look like without Glenn? Because we explored this in the first half of season 6.
And so then this was like his encore performance, right?
Yeah,
like
I guess
he came back on stage. Like everyone was like, no,
I mean,
not
he wrote his name on the wall.
That can't be the final song. Is this dumpster thing? That's the last Glenn song. That's going to be all right. I'm coming back out for another few episodes and then I'm gone for reals. It could be something like that. Could be an encore performance.
It could be an encore performance. But
a Glencore.
Just to go back to the idea of Glenn without Maggie, I think that Glenn has been representative of sort of the innocence of the group and whatever is sort of like being the conscience of the group. He's the person that's always in the role of, hey guys, should we do this? Should we be torturing people? Should we be doing bad stuff? Is this who we are? And he's been that consistent voice. So to lose him is in one way sort of losing that voice from the group and having that be silenced. But I do think it would be more interesting to me to have that voice still be there physically, but to have that person lose that perspective. I think that that would be interesting to see. I have no idea what Glenn, who to have this traumatic loss, what Glenn would look like in season 7. I think that would be an interesting thing to see on TV. I don't know if we're going to see it.
But in order for that to be achieved, are you basically saying Maggie would have to die? Like in order for Glenn to really go down that path, it would have to be Maggie that goes.
I would prefer to see that. In terms of the TV show, I think that for the character of Glenn, who I think at times has, you know, not necessarily had a lot to do, and we've sort of like, had a whole half season where he's just missing.
Right.
I think that that would be very interesting television to see what would Glenn have to go through if he lost Maggie.
I think it could be interesting. I still think that killing Maggie is like, that's just, it's a little too far, I think, even for The Walking Dead. dead, I think it would be just a touch too brutal for this show. I'm more inclined to think that Glenn is going to go for the argument that I've laid out for sure. But I would love for Glenn to stick around if there's a way to make that make sense, and if there's a way to have some emotional payoff with whoever is getting killed and Glenn can still be a part of it. I love the Glenn and Maggie pairing. That's, you know, for my money, that's been the greatest relationship, the greatest romance in the show's history. I would love to see that have a happy ending, or at least not quite this devastating of an ending. And I love Steven Yeun, and he's been in a fantastic presence on the show since the very beginning. He is someone that, you know, he's the first real character outside of Rick. I mean, there's a little bit of Shane, there's a little bit of Lori in the first episode, but really the episode ends with that great exchange between Rick and Glenn, with Glenn helping him get out of the tank. And that's the second episode. It's the Rick and Glenn sort of buddy comedy. And he's just, he's been such a force from the very beginning, and, you know, really popped off of the comic book page in a way that I think people who loved Glenn from the comics were really, really stoked about Steven Yeun as that character. So he's been, you know, there have been times when he hasn't been used very well on the show, or used at all, as you have pointed out. But when he's worked, he's been such a great character on this show. And unfortunately, as much as I love him for all of those reasons, that's also a good argument for why you would take a character like this off the board in this moment that's supposed to really, really change the momentum for the Alexandrians versus Negan's people. I think losing somebody that you have loved so dearly for so long from the very beginning of this show, I think that that's a good candidate to get rid of if you're going for maximum impact. Then again, in my opinion, The Walking Dead hasn't always gone for maximum impact. So if this is going to be a half measure, it could be somebody else. But if they're going full measure, if they are going full Heisenberg on this situation, I think that Glenn would be the person that I would pick to be taken off the board.
Okay. So, Josh, to put it in percentages, how confident are you that Glenn will be the candidate on Sunday night?
Well, that's not going to be fun, because I'm going to like take the rest of the pie, and we're not going to be able to divvy it up over the subsequent days.
A healthy portion of the pie. Maybe on Friday you could tell us how confident you are that based on the amount that's left, we'll assign it all to Glenn.
I think that there's a strong argument for, you know, two other characters. So I won't give him the full thing. You know, there's two other people that I'm looking at as possible dark horses. Glenn is my front runner by a lot, but there are a couple of other people here that I am worried about. So I don't want to say that it's like 100% Glenn, but I feel pretty confident about it. And I also hedge my confidence on if I feel like is the show going to do the right thing here? And I think the right thing here would be to get rid of Glenn, but I'm not convinced that the show is going to do the right thing.
And just to put a finer point on what I'm saying, that if it is Glenn on Sunday night, I don't want to be bombarded with emails of like, told you so, you were wrong. I'm not saying that I don't believe that Glenn is the leading candidate to be the person who gets knocked out on Sunday night. I'm just saying that I feel like we've already sort of seen that in season 6, and I would prefer if the show went in a different direction. I don't want to see Glenn die on Sunday.
I hear that. I totally hear that. I don't want to see it either. I just think we're going to.
And I agree with that sentiment. So you know, we'll see ultimately.
I don't want it, because I love the guy. I love the character. But I have a bad feeling about this, Rob. I have a bad feeling for Glenn.
Okay. All right, Josh. So it's not looking too good for Glenn. Do you want to put any percentage of the pie on Maggie?
I would not love it if they killed Maggie here. I do hear what you're saying, in that it would be interesting for Glenn. And that's one thing that I hadn't really thought about too much, about the possibility of Glenn outlasting Maggie. But that's the only potential benefit of killing Maggie off for me. I think it's too grimdark for me to even really consider. I think that it's a higher percentage than Rick and Carl, for sure. She's not a real person, but you know, she's a character on the show that we're invested in. And I just think it would be a very, 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 very bleak thing for this show to do. And I think it could potentially be pretty damaging for the Negan character as well. And that's something that I don't think that the show can afford to F up.
To me, I just think that if this is the show that's the baddest show on television, if you want to keep that reputation, I just think that this could be an interesting way for the show to go.
It'd be hardcore. It would be hardcore for sure.
Look, you want it. You want that mantle of the most hardcore show on television. I think that this would be an interesting way to go.
All right. Well, so you think that this is fairly likely. So how about you assign the percentage?
I'm not saying it's fairly likely. I'm saying that I would be impressed if they did it. I don't think it's going to be a likely outcome. I think I would probably put it at maybe, certainly higher than Carl, probably around around the same area as Michonne.
So what do you want to say, like 8%, 9% on Maggie?
Yeah, I'd say probably like 5 or 6%.
Sounds good to me. All right, and we'll save Glenn's percentage for later once we've distributed the pie out a little bit more.
Okay, all right. So coming up on Thursday, Road to Negan, day number 4, Josh. We still got one of the major principles that we haven't talked about.
We got to talk about Daryl Dixon. And I think what's going to be interesting more than talking about is Daryl, somebody who could die here, although that's definitely something we should talk through, is what does season 7 look like for Daryl if he's still in the mix? So I'm really looking forward to talking about Daryl. We'll talk about the van people at large. We'll revisit Glenn and Michonne in the conversation, I'm sure, but we haven't really given our due to Rosita. So this is where we'll talk about Rosita as well. So we're going inside the van with Daryl Dixon as our main man for tomorrow's podcast, Rob.
Okay, Daryl and Rosita coming up on Thursday, and then the rest of the field coming up on Friday. So all good stuff. Josh, what's the hashtag today?
Do you want to go with Glencore, which is like a Glencore?
Glencore performance.
Yeah, Glenn comes back out.
His curtain call.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a second encore on Sunday night. Who knows? A second Glencore. It's also a great genre of hardcore music. It's just like really hardcore music devoted to Glenn from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It's very niche, very specific.
All right, so we will be rocking out to Glencore music this Sunday night when we recap the premiere of The Walking Dead Season 7 here on Post Show Recaps. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Go to postshowrecaps.com/TWD iTunes to not miss any of it. And of course, you could follow Josh on Twitter @RoundHoward. I'm @RobSestrino. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.